Welcome to a mindful moment from Resonant Space. So we are here to talk about ritual.
Yes. I'm going to excuse us for earlier year kind of colds and sniffles. And yeah, I've got my hot honey tea here, so hopefully that's helping. But yes, no, I love this topic actually. And the fact that we've just come out of a season of rituals.
Huge amount of rituals.
Mm, with Christmas, New Year, depending on what you believe. Obviously, we've got the winter solstice.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think there's loads of when it comes to rituals. So I guess if we talk about, because you've got personal rituals, spiritual rituals, religious rituals, society ritual, there's loads, isn't there? And I think what's interesting is that that almost sets us apart from other species, doesn't it?
As far as we know.
As far as we know. But maybe in the kind of the elaborateness of them. Mm. Oh, is that a word? Elaborateness?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds right to me.
Sounds right. Yeah, exactly. Because a ritual can be a mix of kind of, I guess, songs, words, steps. You know, you can get, I guess, like a from the beginning to the end of a ritual, there's a set of steps. There's a sort of collective gathering. There's lots of elements to a ritual. Well, there can be. Again, there's sort of different types, isn't there?
Do you find, I was thinking about this, that preparation is a huge part of the actual ritual?
Yes, I think so. I think it has to be, depending on what the ritual is. Because you've also got, I guess, daily personal ritual. So for me, a ritual every morning is I have my cup of coffee in my cup, the same cup every day, and I listen to a certain kind of morning playlist mm-hmm. that I find grounds me. So that's a ritual that I'll have every morning that doesn't need any preparation. Or maybe it does. I have to make sure I have my coffee. I have to make sure I have the right milk. Yeah, maybe there's a, yeah, maybe even with a simple ritual, there's a certain amount of preparation.
Yeah, I was thinking about that before you got here, is thinking about the rituals that we have every day, even if we don't realize that they are rituals.
Mm.
And that in preparation for, say, you get it ready to go out. You know, you got to pick out what you're going to wear, or jewelry, make whatever you do before you go out. That is
could
a ritual.
Be. Yeah, definitely could be. Is it a ritual if you're not focused on it, if you see what I mean? If it's an automatic response, so say, for example, I get up and I brush my teeth, I wouldn't call that a ritual because it's just something I do every day. I read that a funeral was one of the first rituals that kind of came about.
Mm.
And I'm wondering now, I don't know the answer, if that was before religion? Did we do that before religion? Or was religion then spurred, you know what I mean? That kind of funeral rites and that sort of thing.
I'm thinking,
or maybe it changed. Maybe it was there was the ritual of burial
mm.
without God and without kind of religion, and then it kind of evolved, possibly.
It might have started out of necessity.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or
yes.
Not wanting the corpse to be desecrated by animals
and maybe it kind of evolved as it went.
Because
there was this kind of process of burial, and then maybe people gathered thinking, oh, well, you know, and it became something. But now, obviously, it's very much a ritual that everyone does. There would not be, you know, you can't, the rarest of cases where there wouldn't be a funeral and a celebration of someone's life.
I was just thinking, I just got a memory of something I heard relatively recently about wild turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
I could be remembering this wrong.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, if one of them dies, I think they march in a circle.
Do they?
Around it. I'm going to have to look that up.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's there. And you remember that from something.
I just remember the whole idea in my head. I've got this picture in my head of wild turkeys because I'm from Massachusetts where there's lots of wild turkeys.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So in my head, it's very vivid. They were marching in a circle for a purpose, but I can't remember what the purpose was.
Well, I mean, it sounds like a... Because there's no purpose, is there? Why else would they be doing it apart from showing their respects for the dead, I guess?
Exercise?
Exercise around a dead body.
I don't know.
Maybe. I was trying to rack my brain about my personal rituals, actually, because I was thinking, like, I really do kind of... Yeah, every ceremony I do is very ritualized. It's very planned and everything has a purpose. And, you know, for everything from the incense that I'm putting together to the different songs, the format. That's the word I was thinking of earlier, format. and then I was thinking, do I actually have any personal rituals? And then I thought about the coffee in the morning. But I don't know what else I have that's my personal ritual. And I wonder if that I'm missing something there.
Well, before you go to a certain place to do a certain thing, do you have any rituals that you do, like you wear a certain kind of clothing or you put on a certain kind of jewelry or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. Yes, probably to an extent.
Or say... If you're having people over, you kind of go through the ritual of preparing the house for company.
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah. Maybe there's more rituals than I think there are.
Or maybe I'm just thinking too much, which is my usual problem.
Well, that's interesting, because I just sneezed off mic, and you said, bless you, and then said, oh, is that a ritual? And we both kind of looked at each other with question marks in our eyes. Because that's really interesting, isn't it? I thought, well, it's not a ritual because it's not necessarily... But it's superstition. But then how similar is a superstition to a ritual?
Well, superstition is not necessarily something you do. It's something that you think.
Something that you think.
Like... 13 is an unlucky number, or whatever, you know.
But it can be something you do, like not walking underneath ladders.
Is that a ritual?
I'd say that's a superstition. So I guess the reason you say bless you, isn't it something about when you sneeze, you say bless you, just something about the devil, isn't it?
Honestly, I have no idea.
That's mad, isn't it? So now I'm thinking about rituals that we've adopted that we don't even know why.
Well, you know how much I like finding out why, so...
I know. But then I was thinking about the sort of adopted ritual. So for me...
Is that like a ritual that doesn't have any home that you take it in?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Or a learnt ritual or a habitual ritual.
Oh, habitual.
Habitual ritual. But like... So yeah, something like that where you said, bless you. But I say... So at the end of obviously every yoga class, I will say namaste. Mm-hmm. And I find that's a definite ritual because that's how I will close the space. And that is an adopted ritual because it's not one that I've come up with. It's one from, you know, ancient India that, you know, that's been passed down and passed down. But I know why I say that one. That has intention. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel that's a ritual. Whereas maybe... Yeah, so things like saluting at magpies, don't know if you've ever done that one.
No, me personally, but I've heard all kinds of things about magpies.
There's loads of superstitions. And then I think, why do I do that? Because I don't necessarily believe, so it's one for sorrow, two for joy, isn't it? So if there's one magpie, so what I've been told is if you salute it three times, then you don't get bad luck.
I heard you have to say hello, Mr. Magpie.
Three times or just
No,
once?
Just once.
See, it's completely made up, means nothing. It's a ritual that we've just adopted for no reason. That's interesting.
But since I say hello to all the birds anyway, I do it anyway, all the time.
That's fair enough. But yeah, superstition, I suppose, is a whole different thing because that takes it from something very positive. Rituals generally are positive, right? Can you think of any negative rituals? Or
Not that I know of. Is there a ritual that we do to avoid something or to keep something from happening or for luck?
I suppose something like smudging, where you light sage and smudge the space. That's to keep, you know, bad energy away, isn't it? That's definitely a ritual. That's something I do.
That's to dissipate any negative energy, but it's also part of a ritual because you're doing it because you want positive energy. So
yeah, exactly.
It's not avoidance, a total avoidance. I don't know. I'll definitely have to think about that. Yeah. But
maybe superstition essentially is to stop bad things happening, isn't it? So if a mirror breaks, you've got 7 years bad luck and all that sort of thing.
You don't
want to break a mirror.
So it comes from action consequence, right?
Yeah. If you believe it. I don't particularly believe that I'd get 7 years bad luck if I break a mirror.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to break a mirror now. And I'll be like, no! But then some I do instinctively, like the magpie one. Why do I do that? How bizarre.
Does it matter, though? Really?
Wow, the wind outside is going mad.
Yeah, well.
Something's going on. Say, don't mess with the superstitions.
Well, it's kind of important to look at those kinds of things in your life, and then maybe...
We have to question everything, don't you? So now I'm thinking, why do I do that? And I do, there's things like... What about not stepping on drains? Do you remember that? That's one.
No.
Or not going underneath... Scaffolding.
I know ladders, but not scaffolding.
I think maybe ladders is morphed into scaffolding.
What else? What else?
I'm trying to think of other superstitions.
Do you care about black cats?
I've always owned black cats, okay. So I think they're lucky, personally. But then that's just interpretation. It's things like if you spill salt, you have to throw it over your left shoulder. I can't remember now.
I would be doing that every time I ate because I spill salt. I put salt on everything and without fail, I get up from the table and there's salt everywhere.
Bad luck. It's not exactly, it's nonsense. But where's that come from? I feel like that's a whole nother thing for us to look into, superstition.
Well, it ties in with belief, doesn't it?
Yes.
Belief systems, and it does also tie into... ritual, and just like everything else that we've talked about, it's all connected, isn't it?
Of course it is. And what's on your mind? Feel free to contact us on info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk.